Today is Tuesday, October 21st. Good evening for WRCO News, sitting in for Joanne Krulatz. I'm Tim Thede. A former Richland Center business owner has died. Carl Huth, 83 of Richland Center, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Carl was born in Dayton Township. Carl attended grade school at the Huth School and graduated from the Richland Center High School in 1960. He worked at Kramer Brothers before and after his call to active duty in the United States Army. In 1970, he married Susan Ferguson, and in 1974, Carl and Susan joined the family meat processing business in Richland Center as co-owners with Carl and Doris Chelevold. In 1996, Carl and Susan obtained sole ownership of the Richland Locker and passed the family business to their son in 2010. He enjoyed helping the family business after retirement with phone calls and deliveries. Carl was a member of Wisconsin Association of Meat Processing for over 40 years, served as director for 30 years, and served a term as president. A celebration of life will be held at the Phoenix Center Friday, October 31st, from 2 to 5. The Richland Center Fire Department was paged to 645 North Central Avenue in Richland Center for the report of a house fire last night at around 5:40. 6 fire units and 34 firefighters responded. Upon arrival, officers found heavy smoke coming from the upstairs windows and fire visible from the main floor. Fire personnel were able to contain the fire to the attic and kitchen area of the home. There was heavy smoke, water, and fire damage to the whole structure. Firefighters were on scene for 2 hours and no injuries were reported. The Richland Fire Department was assisted at the scene by the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center City Police Department, Richland EMS, and City Utilities. A GoFundMe page has been set up for the family. You can find the GoFundMe link on any local Richland Buy and Sell Facebook group page. Governor Tony Evers has announced that due to the federal government shutdown, Wisconsin's Food Share program, which provides food assistance for hungry kids, families, and seniors, will run out of funding in 10 days. The Trump administration recently notified Wisconsin that there will be insufficient funds to pay full November SNAP benefits for approximately 42 million individuals across the nation, and directed states to hold their November issuance files and delay transmission to state EBT vendors until further notice. Based on the Trump administration's directive, FoodShare, which is 100% funded by the federal government, is now in jeopardy due to the federal government shutdown and may not be available at all next month if the federal government shutdown continues, leaving nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites without access to basic food and groceries. The Evers administration continues to closely monitor funding levels for WIC, a separate food assistance program designed to support women, babies, and kids, which remains available for qualifying Wisconsinites at this time. The governor's announcement today comes as the Trump administration and Republicans in Congress enter day 21 of the federal government shutdown. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced a preliminary injunction to continue blocking the U.S. Department of Agriculture from turning SNAP data over to the federal government. The injunction originates from a multi-state lawsuit filed in July, arguing the Trump administration's demands for personal and sensitive information on supplemental nutrition assistance program recipients violates federal law and the Constitution. The USDA has threatened to withhold funding through SNAP, known as Food Share in Wisconsin, without that data. Another Republican candidate has entered the field for lieutenant governor in 2026. Yesterday, small business owner Will Martin officially announced his candidacy for the race, joining former mayor of Lancaster, David Varnam, in the Republican primary field. Martin ran for the position in 2022, but fell short in the Republican primary. He also previously worked under former Republican governors Scott Walker and Tommy Thompson. On the Democratic side, only Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski has announced her campaign for lieutenant governor. Wisconsin's top prosecutor is asking a higher court to step in on a voting case from Waukesha County. Attorney General Josh Call has filed an appeal challenging Judge Michael Maxwell's order requiring officials to verify the citizenship of anyone registering to vote. Call says the ruling could upend how elections are run and threaten people's voting rights. For now, the judge's mandate is on hold while the state's Elections Commission fights it. Mitchell International is feeling the effects of fewer passengers this year, and travelers might soon pay more as a result. Passenger numbers have dropped about 8% from January through August 2025 compared to last year. Next year, the airport is expected to see the lowest traffic since 2022. Officials blame economic uncertainty, rising unemployment, and higher airfares for the decline. With fewer people flying, airport revenues from parking and concessions are also down, causing concerns since the airport doesn't get county funding, customer fees may go up to cover costs. The Grant County Sheriff's Department says not to be alarmed tomorrow if you observe a large presence of police, fire, and EMS personnel in the area of Boscobel Schools. This is a large-scale training exercise designed to challenge and improve the coordinated response plans of all agencies involved. This is a planned event. From approximately 1:30 to 4, the Boscobel Area School District will be hosting a practice active shooter exercise at both the middle and high school and intermediate school locations. The training exercise will involve the Boscobel Area School District, Boscobel Police Department, Grant County Sheriff's Department, Boscobel Fire and EMS, Amplify Gunderson Hospitals and Clinics, and Southwest Technical College students serving as volunteer actors. No students will be present and no one will be allowed on school property during the exercise. All extracurricular activities will begin at 4 following the exercise. Community members are asked to please avoid the area during the exercise. National Teen Driver Safety Week is observed each year in October by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation's Division of Motor Vehicles and Division of Wisconsin State Patrol recognizes National Teen Driver Safety Week to raise awareness of the importance for teens to get properly trained and avoid risks to prevent crashes on the road. Traffic crashes are a leading cause of death for teens in the United States. Last year in Wisconsin, there were 18,823 crashes involving teen drivers. 70 people were killed and 5,782 people were injured in these crashes. Proper training and practice for young drivers is key to gaining experience behind the wheel. Wisconsin DMV's Teen Portal provides many resources for parents and sponsors of teen drivers, including Step Teens ages 15 to 18, Need to Follow to Obtain a Driver's License, information on the Parents Supervised Driving Program designed to improve teen driver safety by providing parents and guardians with a methodical approach to teaching driving skills. Sample Parent Teen Safe Driving Contract to help you and your teen driver reach a safe driving agreement that best fits your family and expectations, and approved driver education training courses on Wisconsin DMV's award-winning interactive map. To obtain a learner's permit, teens need to complete an approved driver education training course that includes instruction on the rules of the road and signs, speed limits, managing roadway hazards, work zone safety awareness, and move over law and other topics. Teens must also accumulate a minimum of 50 hours on behind-the-wheel driving experience. 10 of those hours must be driving at night. After teens complete the training and pass the tests, Wisconsin's graduated driver's license provides new drivers an opportunity to safely gain driving experience in lower-risk situations. Drivers under age 18 have restrictions on the number of people in the vehicle and hours they can drive for the first 9 months of their probationary license. Limiting the number of teens in the car reduces distractions and potentially more crashes while giving new young drivers more time to gain experience. The combination of effective training, hours of practice, parental involvement, and state laws can help prevent teen driver crashes on Wisconsin's roads. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.